Welcome back to About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fonte.
Yes, sir.
Well, y'all want to start off, man? It's a lot to get to. Well, y'all want, did anybody catch the J. Cole interview?
Nah. Come on, bro. Justin, we don't all have the luxury of your job that you have, so.
Good interview. I recommend you guys check it out. Hour and 34 minutes. Touched on a lot of things. Talked about Kanye.
So you had an hour and 34 minutes to watch a video?
I don't watch. We got YouTube.
Listen
red.
To it. Okay.
Listen to it. So, yeah. Good interview. I let him and Angie got some good rapport. He's working on 3 albums right now. A Kill Edward album, if anybody's interested in the whole Kill Edward album. The Fall Off and the Fall Off EP. So he said that might be next year we hear that, because he talked about the Kanye. He didn't appreciate Kanye putting the phone call up there.
I figured he wouldn't.
Yeah. What else? Oh, no Kendrick and J. Cole album coming.
Ever.
So, not ever. He just said no time soon. He didn't want to give fans, tease fans. He said, truth be told, we should have did that when we were, you know, before we got to the position we are now. He said our schedules and our stature in the game probably won't allow that to happen. He said, he talked about not having features. He said, it's just the way he works. He says, when he does a song, he doesn't think, yo, such and such will be great on this song. He says, when I do a song, I said everything I wanted to say on the song. So,
yeah.
Talked about his stepdad. I recommend y'all check that out.
Well, didn't he talk about how False Prophets, like part of it was towards Kanye West?
Yeah, but he also said he wrote it 10 months before that, the whole concert thing. And he said it was from observations of watching Kanye West. And when he said, when Kanye would go on those hour-long rants, that's when he said, I thought I was worried then. And I was asking people. And shout out to J. Cole, because he lets you know that he's petty. Throughout the interview, he says, I do not like talking about people negatively publicly. And then he was quick to remind us that he does it privately. He said, oh, there's a group chat where I say, this nigga, this month. He said, but I don't want to do it publicly. So he let you know he talked behind your back, but he won't do it publicly. Yeah. Real in depth. He talked about control, him giving up drinking, stuff like that. Yeah. Real good interview. Real good
this
interview.
This what we still?
I think he never did really, because remember in the... In the morning, he mentions he doesn't smoke weed, but he might with her.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if he did that. Did talk about his son and his wife taking care of bills and stuff. So what y'all want to get into then? Since that just dropped. Met Gala, any thoughts?
Nah, just a weird ass party.
Nicki and Cardi called it off. I think maybe we talked about that.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
All right, so we brought up Cardi. What's up with Cardi B? We going to chop this up to pregnancy hormones?
I just think this is just who she is.
With the beef? I mean, I don't know why she responded to Azealia Banks. There's got to be a time where a person recognizes I'm at this level in life and then another person that is below level, I can't acknowledge them. Yeah. Unless I'm helping, but you're not going to get me to react. You know what Jay said? I set the booby trap just to see dude react. That's what Banks did to Cardi B in that interview, and she was right. She said, "I only talked about you 2 minutes. I don't even know why you jumped out the window with this."
Yeah, I mean, she jumped out the window with a lot of things, though.
But why is there? I mean, she deleted the Instagram, and that's when right after Nia Lee, if you guys remember her from Love and Hip Hop, she had the fade. Remember, she's the low cut fade. Yeah. Had a back and forth with her in the DMs. Is anything sacred anymore? Everybody's screenshotting everything.
I know.
It's like you screenshot.
Who put that out there, Nia Lee?
Yeah, she put it out there.
That just helps her get clout, right?
I guess. I mean, it was... I don't know what Nia was trying to prove. It was what she's trying to say. Well, Cardi's an asshole. She says, I'm hating on her, but I said, yo, do your thing. And
I just think she just wanted the conversation out there. That's what it was. It wasn't like, I want to show you she's an asshole. Because she really wasn't an asshole. You came in her room first.
Yeah, that's what... It's a lot of shade on both sides, honestly. What are we putting this out here? You're not helping... I promise you, Naya. Whatever you put out there is not going to stop Cardi B fans from rocking with Cardi B unless Cardi... was homophobic or something. It had to be so, so egregious that we was like, yo, she canceled. And all she was is, yo, I'm with the smoke. I'm fighting you anywhere. Don't think because I'm pregnant that I'm soft.
Well, she ain't gonna fight nobody pregnant though. I think that was a lie, but you know, I think she don't care about confrontation though.
Don't she got like 3 videos that's supposed to drop?
I know, I like it. I forgot. Be ready. Be careful. Sorry, I don't know why it's called it.
What about Drip?
I thought Drip had a video already.
No, I don't got a video.
No, that was Motorsport.
Oh, okay.
You brought up Drip. Talk about the Migos. Anybody excited about the Migos and Aubrey? Aubrey and the 3 Amigos tour?
Nope. I mean, I think younger kids would be excited, but I'm not really. Are you?
No. But I was thinking, isn't Drake at that point where he don't need to tour with anybody? I know this could be looked at, yo, we cool, we, you know, blah, blah. But Drake got so many songs that you don't need an opener. You can rock for 3 hours straight.
Don't they got like 50 shows, though? That's a lot of shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows.
So I would want to split that with somebody. I would. You wouldn't want to do 50 shows by yourself, be the main attraction?
That 50. I probably wouldn't do 50. Yeah,
this is a big-ass tour, so I don't have no problem with it. He got the Amigos. They're good.
Yeah.
How many Drake songs do you actually want to hear live, though?
A lot. I thought about this. You got to All right. From my standpoint, we can go through every one of his projects and probably pick 3 to 4 songs I personally want to hear. And that's the majority of those songs I'm going to be singing. Then you throw in the singing songs. Then you throw in the songs he's featured on. There are a lot of songs that he could rock live. You just forget how many songs he has. When you start from So Far Gone all the way to what? More Life. More Life was the last album, right? Yeah.
That was a playlist.
Yeah, he got songs he'll do off that Joker. Tell you that much.
I don't want to hear Drake do Passion Fruit live.
We not Drake fans like that. There's somebody who's like, Passion Fruit, do Passion Fruit. There's nothing you can do about that. What are you guys' thoughts on this Spotify versus R. Kelly situation? Spotify said they're not going to promote R. Kelly and XXXTentacion and artists that have, you know, negative or hateful lyrics. I don't know how they're wording this in their playlist, you know, that they promote. R. Kelly felt a type of way. XXXTentacion when it started snitching on everybody.
You did?
Yeah, you didn't see this?
Nah.
Yeah, XXXTentacion had he had started talking about how all these it's like if you're gonna not what you call it, if you're gonna take us off of here, there's a lot of people you need to take off of. And I'm gonna try to pull this list up. I should have had this list up for y'all.
It doesn't matter, but I do feel the same way though.
Yeah.
You know, like how are you gonna keep this into what are the parameters? You know, like does family still get played?
Does
Nas still
Eminem get played?
Yeah,
you know, because R. Kelly and X have not been convicted of anything. So, which I understand Spotify because they're a publicly traded company. They have stockholders to be beholden with. So I get what they're doing, and this is good PR. But from the other side, I'm like, man, you got to damn near ban a lot of artists.
Yep, you're not going to do that. So
yeah, and then where do you draw the line?
But you're not getting rid of the music. You just have to let them be played in playlists. So, which is weird, because then
wait, they're not getting rid of the music.
No, it's just on those playlists. Like
say you do a playlist of Love, R. Kelly would not get played.
No, their playlist. They have these weekly playlists they do. They have Rap Caviar.
Oh.
And so their playlist that they create, not your playlist. You can do whatever you want with your playlist. It's those that when you log into Spotify that they say listen to these, those won't have certain artists on there.
Okay.
Then why is it a big deal? You gonna keep their music on the streaming service, but then you just won't put it on on the playlist, and someone can still be like, I feel like listening to R. Kelly on Spotify. Let me go ahead and link over to that.
Yeah, so let me see. I think I got the little list because he did this on Twitter. So here's the list of people, and let's see if you remember any of these. He says, Spotify tells me that the new R. Kelly playlist slash promotion band also includes XXXTentacion. I think this was his PR team or his team that said this, who was on Rap Caviar yesterday, but now today, case by case basis, they say. He said, a response from XXXTentacion's team on Spotify's decision to remove him from playlist. It says, so I guess Joe, I don't know who Joe Coscarelli is, who got this message, but they said, this guy says, hey Joe, I don't have a comment, just a question. Will Spotify remove all these artists listed below from playlists? Gene Simmons of Kiss. He was either accused of sexual battery, Red Hot Chili Peppers sexual assault, David Bowie rape allegations, real estate sexual misconduct, Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter sexual assault, Ozzy Osbourne domestic abuse, Ace of Base founding member is neo-Nazi, Seal sexual battery, Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin rape of a minor, James Brown domestic violence, Michael Jackson sexual abuse of a minor, Miles Davis domestic abuse, Sid Vicious of Sex Pistols domestic violence and murder, 6ix9ine sexual misconduct with a minor, Nelly sexual assault, Miguel sexual misconduct, Trey Songz domestic violence, Fabulous domestic violence, Dr. Dre domestic violence. So they basically told on everybody, and it just sheds light. If you're not going to touch those guys, why are you touching us?
Yeah.
So I understand what he was saying.
Yeah, I do.
But it's up to Spotify.
I think that's crazy.
Whether or not they want
to. Spotify or any streaming service had to get rid of or not add certain artists to a playlist because of stuff they got accused of, there'd be no music to be played.
Yeah,
nothing.
There'd be nothing to listen to.
Nothing. Now, I mean, especially to promote. You gotta just think deep and hard. What else we got? Rest in peace, Everyday Struggle. I think it's over, right?
Yeah.
It's over. Joe Budden got the remote deal. It's strange to me because Complex could have just gave that man the bag.
Yeah, it was just a stupid move. It was just such a stupid move.
It's almost as if Complex thought Everyday Struggle was the pull, was the draw, and not Joe Budden. Even on the bad episodes, on the episodes where Joe would not want to talk about certain subjects, people still tuned in. And it would have helped everything. I know Peter Rosenberg got a show over there. It's not doing too well as far as numbers. I don't know what Nori on the Run is doing. But if you got that one show, it's the reason why these networks want football. Because if I have football, I can promote my fall line, my primetime lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had Everyday Struggle doing what it was doing, you could promote everything else. It could be on the little banner. It could be on the pre-roll, the exit roll, all that, and nothing. Now, the good news is Joe Budden got finally, him and Diddy came together and got that Revolt deal. The bad news is more people have access to YouTube than they have Revolt. We don't have Revolt right now.
Oh, really?
Nah. I think DirecTV Now might be the only one that you can get that has Revolt. But YouTube TV and Philo don't have it. If they're smart, they'll put it up on YouTube the next day or later on that day. I was even thinking, in this day and age, why would you want to be a network instead of a YouTube channel?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot. The overhead's cheaper. You don't have to pay your staff and to run a whole full-fledged network, but maybe the cut is better when you have your own network as opposed to a YouTube channel. What else I got on here? Sarah, are you excited about this new Prince album that's going to come in 2019 on Tidal?
No.
If Tidal's still around.
No. This is what they wanted.
Tidal, yeah.
Tidal's getting accused of fudging numbers. Tidal's getting accused of not paying label royalties. They need this Prince album to come out now to save them. If any of this is true.
This is what Warner Brothers wanted. They wanted all of Prince's unreleased music, so they killed him.
Why did Wale sign to Warner Brothers?
Oh, he did?
He just signed this, yeah, either today or the other day. So he went from Interscope to Atlantic to Warner Brothers. I don't know why he didn't stay independent. I thought self-promotion was dope.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know.
See, the thing with the Prince album
was dope, though.
The Prince album is, what are we getting? Is this an album he was working on that didn't get finished? Are you going to give us a bunch of songs that don't go together, uh-huh, like the Michael Jackson album that we got a couple of years back?
I don't know.
And it's weird when you do that.
But they say he has so much music. So.
Yeah, but when you do that with those kind of artists, when they put together albums, they were putting together albums. It was, all right, this has to go here, this goes here, this is with this song. They just find a bunch of songs. Well, these songs sounded like, Oh, he recorded this in the same time period. Let's put them together. And that might not go together. Might not go together at all. What did you guys think about Andre 3000 new music?
I liked it. I liked it so.
Even on Mother's Day, he dropping that sad ass song.
That's what he thought about his mother, though. So are we going to blame him?
Did you have the 17 minutes? I know you asked me about the hour and a half. Did you have the 17 minutes to listen to the jazz song?
No.
Where he was playing bass or flute or clarinet on that one?
I didn't listen to that.
I didn't check that out either. Sarah, did you hear any of the songs? Y'all got anything? I mean, shit, this is the quickest episode we ever had.
What has been going on? You gave us a list all through the week.
Oh yeah, I sure did. Oh, come on, Meek Mill interview thoughts. Did anybody watch that?
I watched it. It was just regular. It was just pro. Out of jail week. I didn't think like, oh shit, this is amazing.
What did he say? Nicki Minaj didn't really support him or something?
Yeah, he didn't. He said, I wish he didn't say nothing at all. You know that, and he left it at that. Young Thug and Future got matching tats.
Oh, match made in heaven.
What?
They got matching tats.
Why?
They're besties.
Really?
Yeah, they are best friends. I don't think they use the term besties. They're real good friends. I think Thug said because it's forever. And a lot of people said, they got each other's names tatted on them, right? Yes, yeah. So people said, well, Thug can pull off Future because it don't mean nothing. But why would Future get Young Thug? And I'm thinking, maybe he got Thugger or just Thug. Young Thug, you can pull those off. Young Thug, you can't really pull off.
What men get matching tattoos of each other's names?
And that in relationship
and
with
then
each other.
Like,
what was it?
And then like, what, a couple days later, Young Thug and Lil Uzi went shopping together at the women's section at Macy's or something.
I didn't see this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, he probably shopping for that J. Cole tour.
Let me see. Lil Uzi and whatever. Lil Uzi.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I did not check out the Drake song with Lil Baby, the Pikachu or the Yes Indeed. I haven't listened to the Playboi Carti album. I heard good things from Dialit. Okay, Sarah's showing us this picture. I do like Poke It Out, the song with Nicki Minaj. I do like that song. The Black Boy JB album wasn't bad. I did listen to that during this week. The T Keys, whatever that dude is, he falls too much on the piano for samples and loops. But other than that, I thought it was a solid album. I just realized, I was telling Sarah this, Memphis rappers sound alike. And I never noticed this, but Young Dolph, Moneybags, and Block Boy, they got the same kind of cadence. And I don't remember that when I was listening to 3-6 and Kingpin, Skinny Pimp, and Player Fly. They didn't sound alike to me, but maybe that's just I'm getting old. Go ahead.
What about J-Rock, you said?
I went to listen to his new song called Win featuring Kendrick Lamar. Just dropped today, I think.
Okay.
So I didn't get around to that. And I don't believe these Kanye West, these albums are coming out.
I thought they were track listings.
Yeah, but Pusha T, the only one it has, is finished. And it's only 7 or 8 songs on there.
Nobody's believing that no more. What is it? What's the date?
Well, how hard could it be to make...
It's supposed to be next week, right?
Yeah, because...
Next Friday, I think.
How hard could it be for Kanye to release an album when all he's going to be like, shoopity-boop.
It almost charted.
Really?
Yes. The song almost charted. The poopity scoop almost charted.
The beat's crazy though, but I don't know what he says over it is ridiculous.
I hate those drums with a passion.
No, they put in a mix the other day on the radio. It was actually pretty dope. Just not the shoopity scoopity part.
Vibing to it.
Shut up. Why we gotta listen to Kanye West anyway? Haven't we canceled him?
I thought we did.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Chris Brown.
Yeah, what about him?
That rape story.
Oh yeah. I read about that. All right. Yeah.
So I'm not understand this. So if someone in my entourage commits a crime and I'm there, I could get sued?
That part doesn't make sense. Right.
First of all, the story don't even sound right.
So the story allegedly took place last year and I was trying to pull up the Chris Brown story, and I have a Chris Brown story in my Insta paper from 2 years ago, or I think it's in there from 2 years ago, that said Chris Brown is going to stop having parties at his house because it was just too much drama going on. So either that was a lie or this is a lie. But she said she got there. She was given drugs. She was told to take a clear pill filled with white powder. She didn't take that, but she was given cocaine, Molly, and marijuana. She was told to perform oral sex on a woman. The woman was on her period. So she was raped by his name is Young Lowe, but his real name is Lowell Grissom Jr. And the other woman, I think the woman who like forced her to do some of this stuff was her name's not on here, it's Jane Doe X. So let me see what phones were taken away. That's standard procedure. But what ended up happening was her mom was trying to get in contact with her to call the police. And she said when the police got there, Chris Brown didn't want to open up the door for the cops, and he told the people to hide the guns that was in the house.
That sounds like that same story that white girl did.
It does kind of sound like the same story that the white girl did, where she said she was accused of stealing jewelry and then she got kicked out the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they wouldn't let her out the house.
That was weird.
And then the cops surrounded the house or something.
Yeah. And that story had Ray J in it. So some of the other women and two men also allegedly undressed and began engaging in sexual activity. She was forced to perform oral sex on Grissom, and then I think he raped her, and she said he raped her in the shower. Crazy story. If half this shit is true, Chris is done. And man. It's such an unbelievable story, the way she's telling. And she did take a rape kit, and she did file a police report last year, but there's no charges being pressed, which is strange to me. So why? Because I saw that she's suing Chris. And I said, well, that's well in the statute of limitations. Why aren't there charges being pressed at least against the Grissom and the girl?
Yeah, yeah.
That part doesn't make sense to me.
But I don't know why the girl's name isn't being put out there and they're making...
Why is she Jane Doe X? I understand the victim name that being out there. Yeah,
they're treating the other girl who actually participated in the assault like a victim. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, but that Jane Doe... X then came into the room with several other women, and then Brown ordered Grissom to push the couch up to the door to that she couldn't leave. Which, all right, here's the thing. That couch shit. Again, have you bought furniture recently? Couches aren't heavy. They're so minimalist. Unless it got a bed in it. I say, a couch is going to stop her? All right, Chris must have been high. If this story is true.
But she was on drugs. You ain't strong when you on drugs.
That's true. That's true. Gloria R. Red, she is already on the case. So,
yo, what's up with the Tierra Marie getting...
Manny Fontana is supposed to bring that up. I guess he really is sick.
Yeah, I am sick.
He was like, oh, let's talk about the Tierra Marie story.
I mean, what was it really talk about? It's just bad head videos going around everywhere.
Don't judge, man.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't... It wasn't worth seeing.
Harry, is that the secret?
What?
Be great at sex and your sex tape never going to leak.
Yeah.
Be okay to that shit dropping. It's just like, always look good. You probably not going to get arrested.
There's a lot of questions I have for that. Like, why are you taking a picture of you coming on her face? Why? Why?
Because y'all niggas like think shit's a porno.
That's stupid though. Like, what do you? Whole thing is, what do you get from that? Looking at that,
I think everything is sexual blackmail. I think everybody just wants to. Now I got this on you. Don't try to pull no funny stuff. I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when the sex tapes leak. The women on the timeline be like, man, my shit but never leaked because it's fire. Nobody gives a fuck about you and your sex tape. Shut up. Man. It's not that serious.
I never hear that. I never see that.
No, I see that sometimes.
I see it
too.
All the time. People, men and women just, yo, if my shit came through, y'all would.
Women start talking like their hair is so immaculate. You know, like, she needs some lessons from me.
All right. I think that's it, man. The Chris Brown shit was the biggest shit, and I forgot to lead off with it. It was sitting on top of our damn thing. I don't care how much Nas makes. Oh, no, that XXXTentacion, I forgot to bring that up. He dropped that lawsuit against that woman, and the woman changed her story. I think there was some tampering going on. I've seen that video. She's like, we were just playing, and I said, he slapped the shit out you, and now all of a sudden you changed your story. That's all right. I just thought that was weird. But yeah, Nas was like, yo, I only make $170. Then what's this? All right, Nas is paying Khalees $8,000, right? And she wants to up it because he got that Amazon money, but he hasn't got it yet, I guess. So he says he laid everything out. He makes $175,000 a month, and his monthly spending is $76,000 a month. I said, bro, what is you? Get you a house. Stop getting you an apartment. I mean, we know $8,000 of that is the child support, but that's still, what, $68,000?
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is that? Bro, what you doing?
Well, that's too bad.
It is. Let's see. I don't think I got anything else. Godzilla Banks calls. Cardi B mediocre. Chance the Rapper brought up that Beyonce Jay-Z shit again. Y'all saw that?
What about it?
He was doing a talk at Dillard University, and he said Beyonce is better than Michael Jackson. He didn't get no claps or nothing. He said it three times. He said, a black woman is better than Michael Jackson, and still nothing. He was just like, oh, okay, bro. But he said it's on the artist to be better than the generation before. But I said, why are you bringing this back up? He said, generation of little black kids have been mesmerized before the TV screen or YouTube, watching as Mike seemed to do the impossible. One of those little black kids would grow up to be someone especially amazing. She would do more than just copy Mike. She would surpass him. And now I'm going to tell you about the greatest performance put on by the greatest performer of all time. And it wasn't Mike. It's Beyonce. Better than any performance Michael Jackson ever did. And then he said, I realized that all of us have a responsibility to be greater than the people who came before us. We have a responsibility to be not as good as them or to live up to them or to live up to their example, but to actually surpass them. And even when it seems as scary.
Oh, my gosh, Jonathan, why'd you read that? Wrap it up. Sometimes it just goes too far.
Oh, okay. Hey, Miguel's Spanish album. We're not going to review that. We're not reviewing Miguel's Spanish. Miguel got a Spanish album coming out.
Listen. Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up.
All right. Young Dolph gave out $20,000, and there was a shooting outside of Yo Gotti's concert. That is the episode. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Manny Fontaine.
Jonathan is a character, y'all. I promise you.
Tweet Sarah J at Kicks and Coffee. All right. Until next time. Peace.